Don't you wish your khaki shorts were legitimately comfortable instead of stiff cotton? Try Bird Dogs. Bird Dogs stretch khaki shorts look like khaki shorts, but feel like gym shorts. They have it all. Anti-stink, sweat-wicking fabric, a super comfortable built-in liner, and zipper pockets to keep everything secure. It's time to swap your old-school khakis for Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/MLB and enter promo code BASEBALL for a free baseball hat with your order. That's birddogs.com/MLB, promo code BASEBALL for a free hat. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
Rocking and rolling, hour number three of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. You can watch this man who's going to join us right now on CBS Sports HQ. You can listen to him Monday through Friday on many of these same CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, and the free Odyssey app from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern time. And that, of course, is Bill Reiter, who used to be the host of the Reiter Than You program in this time slot right here on CBS Sports Radio. Bill, how you been?
Zach Gelb, I'm better now, buddy. What's up?
I'm doing fantastic. Can't complain. I am annoyed, though, at Damian Lillard. Dame has been my favorite player in the league. I've always admired his loyalty, but it seems like now this loyalty to Portland is insanity, and I don't get why he keeps on giving the Trailblazers the benefit of the doubt.
Well, look, I think it's an open question whether or not he is. My understanding, talking to folks, is he's willing to stay if they can build a winner around him and bring in the pieces that would make that at least feasible, and that's an open question. But I think, Zach, he's also willing to go if he thinks they can't. So I'm with you, but at least he's at a point now where he's opened the idea of going somewhere else, and that at least is progress for one of the game's, I think the game's best player, not to have had any legitimate chance to experience postseason success.
I got a chance. I don't want to look too much into social media, but he liked some post about having Zion land with the Portland Trailblazers. Is that really going to be enough for him to say, okay, a guy that's never available, now is enough for me to stay to go win a championship?
Yeah, never available and some issues on Twitter. Look, I think it would be enough if it could happen as a marker of opportunity and a potential level of ceiling for that player, for Zion. That said, everything I've heard, and this is all in flux, and we'll see, is that it's likely that Scoot Henderson, who is really coveted by New Orleans, will go to Charlotte, which means the pick that Portland has and presumably would need to send to get Zion will not have the same value to the organization that currently has Zion Williamson. So, yes, I think if Zion came in, that would be enough. Because you're right, Dame wants to err on the side of staying there, as I understand it. But I don't think it's going to trend that way. I don't think they're going to land him.
If it's not Zion Williamson, I saw that Jake Fisher was throwing out Bam Adebayo or Paul George. Do you think that is at all likely? The Bam one really made me scratch my head because we keep on linking Dame to Miami. You wouldn't think Bam would be joining him in Portland.
All right, so I don't know Jake Fisher at all. I have a lot of respect for his work, though. I think he's really good. I'm sure the people in Portland are preparing an offer, but I'm also, if I ever bump into Taylor Swift, despite being happily married, preparing an offer to take her out on a Friday night. I'm not sure, you know what I'm saying? I'm not sure that makes it a realistic possible outcome. I can ask. I think we all know, Tay-Tay, what's up? It's Bill Reiter. I think we all know what the answer is going to be. So I everything I've heard from people in Miami, and I'm pretty well sourced there from my time covering that team a long time ago, is that they believe, I think rightfully, but they believe that they have a window, a championship window, that is, you know, 1 to 3 more years with Jimmy Butler as the crux of that. And I just can't imagine a scenario where they trade away Bam, because what they get in return is one or two of those young guys in that roster and the third overall pick. That's a nice return for a rebuilding team or maybe a team that's looking to sort of transition to being competitive in 2 or 3 or 4 years. As I understand it, Zach, that's not the timeline that Miami's on. So I don't think that makes any sense. And I think, like me asking Tay-Tay if I bump into her, if she wants to have dinner, the answer will be a very quick no.
Well, can you just come clean to everyone in the listening audience? You've dated Taylor Swift before, and you're the guy that she keeps on talking about when you broke up with her.
Look, I wish I was. I'm not. But I did once have a moment with Riri, and that's a real thing that happened for about 13 magical seconds on the floor of Staples Center. Now, there are sources who think she might have had indigestion, but I gave her a confident head nod, and I felt like we had a moment, Zach. But no Taylor Swift. Yeah, but I haven't met Taylor. So, like, maybe when we meet, there's some charm in there that I haven't tapped into yet.
Bill Ryder here with us. How likely is it that Dame winds up in Miami? I know what Pat Riley said today about how much they love Tyler Hero and he's not going anywhere, but I kind of rolled my eyes at that stuff.
Yeah, look, so Tyler Hero, I think you're right. I think you're right to roll your eyes. Because, look, I think the answer to your question is, what's the odds? 29.5%. I think it's possible. I think that Portland wants to hang on to Damian Lillard. And I think Lillard has now gone so far down this rabbit hole of, I don't want to leave, that it's going to take a lot. Because for him to go to Miami, he doesn't just have to decide he wants to leave, which is one step he's never made, Zach. He also has to go that route where he forces his way Bradley Beal style, where he says, I want to go here. That's the only place I want to go. I don't care what your return is. Because Tyler Hero and a bunch of, you know, future picks is fine. It's probably not enough. And that presumes that Portland values Hero at that level. That said, I mean, you're right. The Miami Heat were better when Tyler Hero was out offensively in the postseason. Maybe it's coincidental. Maybe it's not. They went from being the 27th best three-point shooting team in the regular season with Hero mostly around to the best three-point shooting team in the postseason with him mostly gone. There are certainly people, this is not agreed upon 100%, but certainly people in the Heat front office who think maybe Hero, as good as he is, isn't the right fit and they're better without him. I think they move on for him for a guy like Dame. I really do. I'm just not sure Portland is going to do that unless Lillard forces their hand.
Why hasn't he forced their hand yet? Because that's the part to me, Bill Ryder, that's still confusing. I get it. He didn't want to just dip and not be loyal to the team. But at this point, everyone would understand if Dame was like, okay, they're wasting my prime years. I got to go somewhere else.
I think it's sort of like, I know it's sort of naive, but I think he loves Portland and the organization. I'm going to forget the name, but do you remember in The Sopranos where Tony's rival was the mafia boss in Manhattan and Tony was the mafia boss in Jersey?
Yeah.
And that mafia boss in Manhattan, for lack of a better term, had a wife who was not the ideal that is presented to her. She was a larger lady.
Yes.
She was a larger lady. And it was like a, but he loved her. And they make, right, the whole thing for two seasons. You can describe Portland as an unattractive woman or man, but in this case, woman. And that can be real and that can be true and everybody can see it. I think Dame actually loves him. And that's a hard thing to push through.
It's a very good comparison right there. You almost went down the road of Charles Barkley talking about San Antonio woman as well.
I'm trying to be polite, but also give you the facts.
How did you react to the deal of Bradley Beal going to the Suns? Like, okay, I get why the Suns would do it. You basically gave up nothing to go get him. And Chris Paul, your best friend, will wind up somewhere else because we know he's not going to stick around with the Wizards. But I don't look at the Suns as this team now that's all of a sudden to be a lock to go win a championship, because those three guys do a lot of the similar things, and there's availability problems.
Yeah, I'm 100% with you. Look, I think they're obviously dangerous, and there's an amazing ceiling, and they're going to be fun to watch. And it's a great big three, but there's a lot. You're right. There's a lot of question marks. Durability, especially Beal and Durant, but Devin Booker missed a bunch of time this past year, is one of them. Defense is certainly one of them. Chemistry is one of them, and depth is a really serious concern. As good as KD had it with Clay and Steph, there's a lot of depth on those Warriors teams. And as poorly as Kevin Durant performed with Harden and Kyrie and then just with Kyrie, there was depth on those teams too. There is none in Phoenix. They don't know each other. They haven't played together. Durant, Booker, and Beal basically occupy the same idea, the same role on that team. Now, the flip side of that, I know, and I know Matt Ishbia and people in that Phoenix organization, as you noted, said, dude, we're already all in on Durant. We traded away our first-round picks to get KD. This price was too good. We might as well have gone for it. I get it, and they'll say, they're probably right, that those three guys can get 100 points a night some nights between them. But I'm with you. I think there's a championship upside there, no doubt. There's so many question marks that it's just as likely to go the way as the Brooklyn Nets as it is some successful super team.
Bill Ryder, what is the role of Isaiah Thomas in the Suns organization? Because I saw those comments by your best friend Chris Paul about how Isaiah had a role in this deal.
So this is sourced. This I know for fact. This is certainty. It's extraordinarily impactful. And Isaiah, who, full disclosure, I wrote a story about, I don't know, 12 years ago when he was banished from the NBA and coached at FIU and I was covering the Heat. and I spent a lot of time with him. I like Isaiah Thomas. I just do. I know him in the minority in New York City, maybe elsewhere. I like the guy. He is, but that, you know, whatever that's worth, he is incredibly influential. He is, I think, the second most important voice in that organization, absolutely after Matt Ishbia, the new owner. I think James Jones has lost a remarkable amount of power. And while I believe there's a chance, speculating here, that I think he'll have a real and probably substantial title in the next 3 to 6 weeks, I don't think it matters. Matt Ishbia is bold and impatient and ornery and trying to make moves now, and the person who has his ear is Isaiah Thomas.
So what I'm hearing from that explanation is that you don't like Chris Paul, and you advised Isaiah Thomas to trade Chris Paul.
So look, I actually don't like Chris Paul, as you know, but I think the way look, this is a big if in my experience with Chris, but if Chris is telling the truth, and he probably is, that James Jones told him nothing to worry about, and then a short time later, Chris Paul Jr. called CP3, the old man, and said, you're traded. That's not how you treat people. You can trade a guy. You can trade him against his will. That's not how you treat people. But, yeah, I think Chris Paul has had trouble staying healthy. I don't know if this is true, but I heard some rumblings that him and Kevin Durant weren't best friends, right? Not that it was awful or toxic, but that it wasn't great. He's obviously, Chris Paul, closer to 40 than 30. I certainly would have moved on for Chris Paul, but I'm not sure it would have. Look, I get why they went for Bradley Beal, and if they trade DeAndre Ayton for some depth, if there's value there, it makes sense. But for me, Chris Paul's not the issue. I would have moved on from him, although you're right, Zach. It does make me smile because Chris and I don't like CP3 and I don't like each other. But I think the issue is depth. But I did not – A, Isaiah wouldn't listen to me, and B, I did not advise him. But I do think it's telling – I do think it's telling that in the media tours yesterday, Chris Paul said, James Jones told me that I was fine, and then I wasn't. To me, that reflects what I've heard, which is James Jones, who's technically president of basketball ops and GM, has lost a lot of power.
I thought Adam Silver was going to drop the hammer on Ja Morant. Did you find 25 games to be a little bit surprising? I thought it was going to be more than that.
Yeah, we're on the same page. I thought it was the low end of what needed to happen, but I thought 30 or 35 or 40 was appropriate, and I am not the commissioner, but I would have punished him more, and not out of any need to be punitive for the sake of being punitive. I just think, Zach, it's clear. I'm not sure your take on this, but the guy's already been suspended. He did the same thing. He hasn't learned. He's jeopardizing his career and what it can be to the NBA. I thought they'd do more.
By the way, the happiest person today has to be Zion Williamson because Mariah Mills' Twitter account got suspended. Do you think Zion, by the end of the draft on Thursday, will still be a Pelican?
Oh, man, by the way, that Twitter account that is now suspended, it's such a shame because reading it was magic, even if it was darkness.
You know what? It was entertaining like the first 2 days. When it went on for a week, I think it outwore its welcome a little bit.
Did you I want to agree because you're correct morally. Your moral compass is pointing due north. But I read every tweet, and I couldn't stop reading it. What makes me a bad person? I mean, yeah, she went off the deep end or whatever. You're right. I think he will be. I think it would take a really special circumstance. And as I understand it, they love Scoot Henderson. They're probably not going to get him. He's probably going to go number two. Even if Scoot fell to three and there was a deal with the Portland, as we discussed, I don't think it's a slam dunk for New Orleans by any stretch. So I think that they're going to keep him. But the fact that it's out there and it's clearly been considered, if not offered, by Portland, I think tells you something about their understanding of how unreliable, talented, his upside's huge, but how unreliable he is.
The Victor Wembanyama sweepstakes obviously won by the Spurs. The immediate impact for Victor Wembanyama in the league is what?
Look, I think in the short term it's like cool, it's exciting. Also, Spurs have a ton of cap space. It's really, it'll be fun for a year or two. We're going to see what he evolves into. I mean, the consequence for me, Zach, just selfishly, and no offense, are you on the air in San Antonio? San Antonio, I'm sorry, I love you, just not in June. The consequence for me is I'm going to spend a lot of time in San Antonio covering the finals or conference finals in like 3 to 5 years. Assuming he's healthy, everything I've heard from people, and people that are sober and that are straight-faced and that tend not to be hyperbolic, is that the dude is just everything we've heard, he is times 12, right? He's that good. They're obviously well run. Maybe it's Popovich 3 years from now. Maybe it's not him. But the impact is going to be the Spurs are going to be a force. If he's healthy, let's just like put the asterisk there, and he is going to change the game. He is a unicorn, even among unicorns.
Hey, by the way, was this toy gun excuse actually a toy gun? Because I saw some video the other day that it looked like it was a toy gun with going back to John Morant.
Yeah, I don't think it matters, right? Like, I think, like, that is.
I think it's actually worse, honestly, because he's kind of posing to be, you know, 23 years old. What are you using a toy gun for after what you just did?
And that's my thing. It's like, hey, Ja, hey, buddy, the issue is the image and your disrespect, or at least perceived disrespect to Adam Silver after he met with you. I've seen the same videos. I'm not an expert on toy guns versus real guns. I know you can get really good replicas. It's a distinction without a difference for me, but if you made me bet, I'd probably go -120 it was real.
And then finally, Bob Huggins, you see what his daughter said? That he's a recycling enthusiast, and that's why he had all those cans in his car.
So I covered Bob Huggins back in the day. I wrote a really aggressive, investigative story about him when he went to Kansas State. And his response was, I don't care. Do you want to hang out? I mean, he's cool, man. Like, I love Huggy. I mean, he's great, but he obviously, if I can speculate on something that's serious, has a problem, has a drinking problem, with all respect to his daughter, and I mean this as kindly as I can, because if I ever have demons, I hope my daughter loves me enough to say something that stupid, even if she keep it to herself. It's not a recycling issue. The old man obviously had problems, and it is a shameful, appropriate, but sad exit for a guy who was awesome at his job, and obviously terrible at something that's a lot more important.
Last thing I'll ask you, Bill Ryder, what's the story right now in the NBA world that really gets you going, where you want to see how it's going to end out from now until the draft?
Ooh, that's a great question. You know what? For me, and I know we've already talked about this, I want to know two things. I'll give you like an obvious one and an under-the-radar one. Damian Lillard and his destination, I think he's going to stick around, but I don't think it's a guarantee. I actually love Dame, and I love Portland. It's like my fourth favorite city in America.
Double happy hour, nothing like it.
I love Portland, dude, but he's been loyal. It's time to move on. I also heard a while back and heard this again that LeBron's moody. I mean, let's be straight, Zach. LeBron changes his mind on people, and you hear something that he thinks that can be true one minute. By the time sources tell you, it's changed. But I've heard he's over Anthony Davis. He's frustrated with the guy. He doesn't believe in his toughness for obvious reasons. So I'm extremely curious if the Lakers, I don't think they will, but do anything really bold. Maybe move AD. I don't think they're going to. I'm not saying they're going to. I'm just saying LeBron's angry. He's put out. He doesn't believe in his number two. I think L.A. is under a lot of pressure to do something big from LeBron.
LeBron will be back with the Lakers, though, next year. This stuff of him joining Kyrie and Dallas with Luka is a bunch of nonsense, right?
Yeah, have I given you my me dating Taylor Swift comparison? Because it still applies. Yes. Kyrie is more delusional about LeBron going to Dallas than I am about wooing Taylor Swift with my tennis skills. Yes, he's not going to Dallas.
Is Kyrie, though, in Dallas next year?
I think he is in the short term, because I think they value him financially, right? And I guess otherwise, but they're going to pay him what almost no one else will. I don't know if that'll remain true at the deadline, but as you know, Zach, I think Kyrie Irving is a straight loser. I think he's talented. I think he's massively amazing at basketball. I think he's an individual star. I think he's a loser by the definition of he loses. And this is like the stats back this up. So I don't think it's going to work, and I think Dallas will eventually move him, but my guess is he's there. That's where he re-signs in the offseason.
So just going back to what you said about AD, and then we'll let you run, Bill Ryder, you think there's a chance, like an actual legit chance, that he could be dealt at some point this offseason?
I think there's a 1%, that's not true. I think there's a 3.5% chance. So is that a chance? I think, look, I think that if Rob Pelinka, here's what I'll say, because I first heard this before the trade deadline. If Rob Pelinka hadn't pulled off such a, I think, really impressive slate of moves at the trade deadline and brought in these random guys that became not so random and made the Lakers a team that obviously made the conference finals, if that hadn't happened, my percentage would be higher. There's a bit of a power struggle or a political struggle going on between LeBron and Pelinka. LeBron obviously wants what he wants, but I think Pelinka's got some political capital now with Jeannie Buss and that organization. And frankly, with all of us who thought he was just an idiot, he's not as it relates to being a GM. So I don't think Pelinka is just going to bow down to what LeBron wants, especially moving on from Anthony Davis. But I do think that LeBron's over AD, and I think there's a, you know, not 0% chance that something like that could happen.
Bill Reiter, appreciate it. Make sure you listen to him, of course, Monday through Friday, 10 to noon Eastern, and you can always watch him on CBS Sports HQ. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, buddy.
There you go, Bill Reiter. How about that? Joining us on CBS Sports Radio. Always love our conversations with Bill Reiter. And by the way, I'm actually shocked about something. And I know that Hickey is basically like French kissing Bill Reiter right now through the phone, so I have to stall for a few moments until Bill shuts up and Hickey shuts up, and then I get the attention of Ryan Hot Take Hickey. I am shocked. 20 minutes with a conversation with Zach Gelb and Bill Reiter. Not one shot at Hot Take Hickey. Those odds would have been through the roof. But no one took a shot at you there, Hickey. I'm kind of surprised. That does not happen anytime Bill and I are together.
A lot of NBA to talk about.
But usually Bill or I would go out of our way to bring you up into the conversation. And no mention right there. 20 minutes of radio gold with Bill Reiter.
Taylor Swift has surpassed me. I'm actually a little hurt. A little hurt by it.
You're really hurt by that?
I thought it was above Taylor Swift. Yeah, clearly not.
Bill would say, "Hot take, Hickey who? Trace who?" if he had a chance to go on a date with Taylor Swift. All righty, we'll take a timeout. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio.